None.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are live here in the studio. Just came back from a little travel to California. We are live here, so if you're listening live, whether you're on BizTalk Radio or whether you're listening to us on our Facebook live feed, join in. You can actually go over to Facebook. Just search for Phil McKinney, and you'll see the feed on the page. And you can ask your questions right there. We will attempt to take your questions today in the studio. We'll answer those as we go through today's topic. Today's topic is around innovating inside of large organizations. Now, there was a podcast I did a while ago. It was basically me on a little bit of a rant around a comment that a researcher at Accenture had made about that innovation in large organizations just doesn't work. And look, I come from HP. I was the CTO there. I ran the innovation office, and I just had a few comments about it. I got a little bit on my soapbox, so you know, I get the right, since it's my show, that I can vent every once in a while. So you can go back and listen to that and kind of get that perspective if you happen to miss that show. But in the meantime, even before I even did that show, I had gotten contacted by a longtime listener, Bradley Matthews, and Bradley had written an article over on LinkedIn. And so I've asked Bradley to join the show today. So first off, Bradley, thanks for taking the time out on this Sunday. It's always, I appreciate it when guests take the time off their weekend off to join us here on the show. So thanks for joining, Bradley.
Thanks, really, really excited to be here.
And so Bradley actually is an innovator inside of a large organization, in this case, U.S. Bank, but not with the direct responsibility for innovation, but is part of a line function, but having being the one that is trying to innovate inside of large organizations. But before we jump into that this particular LinkedIn article, which you know got us connected, give the audience a little bit of background on yourself. So what is your background, and how did you eventually end up at U.S. Bank?
Yeah, so it started off probably what you and most of your listeners would consider a traditional path. I got my first computer, an Apple IIe, way back when. started programming on it, then learning assembly, hooking it up to the outside world. So actually had it connected to the chagrin of my parents, to kind of anything and everything I could control in the house with it. And really just started tinkering with robotics throughout late elementary school and high school. And then as I got into university, I wanted to continue that. So I actually started as mechanical engineering, was building robotic systems, focusing on autonomous vehicles, and then saw after about 2 years of that the mechanical engineering space was not really where the challenges of robotics were. It was really in the software side. So switched majors, studied computer science, and really focused in on the autonomous vehicles, and then did some research with the defense contractor in the D.C. area doing SBIR work, the Small Business Innovator Research, working on distributed AI manufacturing systems. And all of that took me to decide to move to DC, starting consulting. And that's where the shift to what your listeners would probably consider non-traditional, where I started working in financial services and was there, started as a business analyst, doing technology development, and then really just hunkered down into kind of understanding the needs of large banks, shifted from there to American Express, was sales engineer there, then led product, did a stint at a startup, a little stint at a nonprofit, and then I've been here at U.S. Bank for 3 years, where I'm now focused on product marketing partnership strategy for anything on the payment side.
So the payment side. So this is everything from like credit cards, debit cards, virtual cards, gift cards, all of that.
Yeah, it's really all that focused on the corporate side, commercial side. So okay. It's not really on the consumer, but anything that helps other companies pay for whatever they need to run their business, both direct and indirect expenses, flows through our payment product.
So we're gonna get through it a little bit later about war stories of trying to be an innovator in a functional role within an organization, because you're not part of the innovation team at U.S. Bank. You work with the innovation team, but you're not really part of the innovation team at U.S. Bank.
Correct. Yeah, we have an innovation department, which is fantastic, led by Dominic Vituro, and their mandate is to really watch for trends that are far off in the future, test them, and see if there's something that can apply to the bank in the future. They're also responsible for building out a culture of innovation. So they hold training, they facilitate sessions, workshops, and so on to really ensure that innovation is part of the DNA in the bank. But you're right, my role is not within there. I work very closely with that team, but my innovation responsibilities are really more bottom-up to really take it and from kind of the field, bring it out, try to drive that culture up to match when they are bringing down a more foundational approach.
So let's take a step back. And I'm trying to remember how long ago it was when you wrote this article that appeared over on LinkedIn on kind of the, I have the 7 laws of innovation. You kind of come up with your own list of 7, which is a combination of, again, lessons learned as you've been through this multiple times. It was really the items in that list just, really hit me as something that, I could resonate with a bunch of them. And I just thought it was something that the listeners would love to hear about. So let's walk through that article. What was the impetus behind the article? What drove it? Was it just you sharing or frustration or all the above?
Yeah, no, it was one where it was really excitement. So we had just finished a project that for us was very quick. So I mentioned it when you were talking before the show, that we took a product from ideation to launch in 6 months.
And that's I'll tell you right now, in an organization the size of U.S. Bank or the size of large corporations, you do anything from start with something on a piece of paper to launching something in as big of a business as 6 months, that is amazing.
Yeah, it was really challenging, but it was very exciting. And it was actually on the plane ride home from our big marketing launch at a conference that I started writing these downs of how could we replicate this? How could we look to actually shrink it to go faster than 6 months? And then as I started putting this down, it was absolutely something that I wanted to share and make sure that others that were in a similar situation could take advantage and learn from.
So let's walk through then the 7 things. These are the things that you've learned or kind of quantifying kind of those elements and advices that you would want to make sure you don't forget, because you just came off of a big success and you want to make sure that teams that you're going to be working with going forward can apply those. So let's walk through those 7.
Sure. So the first is speed is your friend. And what we found is we needed to do things very quickly. And obviously that's just counter to a lot of the processes that we have within the bank or really any large corporation. And what we talked about is at the end of some of these time challenges of if we would have taken our time, would it have worked? And specifically for us to go from that ideation, 30 days later, we set a goal that we would have held client sessions and would have put in front of them a prototype of the system. And we actually hit that 32 days. And we said, you know, if we would have taken our time, could we still have achieved that? Because we had expended a lot of political capital. We had spent, you know, tremendous, you know, time outside of the, you know, 9 to 5, just burning through to really get that done. And a simple question, could we have done it if we would have gone slower? And actually, the answer is no, that having that deadline of 30 days was one that both excited people to help rally around us, to motivate them to move forward. And that's why we're able to say that speed is our friend, and would absolutely encourage others to not set, you know, a slower time frame. Go for really that audacious time frame and get it done quickly.
Great. And then, so in the case of this case, speed became your friend as far as really driving that. What's another one that was important for you?
Yeah, another one is it's okay to challenge no. And this is one that we heard throughout the project, where we'd go and say we need to do X, whether it's something doing it within a certain time frame or doing something that was just new for the bank or a different way. And you'd often hear no. And we would have to work with them, work around them, whatever it might be, to really get to the
answer. I have to apologize. We're going to jump to commercial break here. We're going to ring a little bit long here. Sorry about that. We'll come right back. And we're going to pick up the conversation. We're going to continue on this challenge of no. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more conversations with Bradley here this morning. You don't want to miss it. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we hop back into the segment here, the one thing I do want to share with you is just do a quick shout-out thank you to one of our longtime sponsors, and that is Zoom. So just as we use Zoom every day here, I use Zoom every day in my day job as a CEO, where I have teams scattered out all over the world. Zoom has been a longtime sponsor of the show. It's the technology we use here in the studio that allows us to bring the guests from all over the world to come into the studio and share their knowledge and expertise with you, the listeners. In our relationship with Zoom, Zoom's financial support for the show actually flows through to our charities, which is the Hacking Autism and Pioneer Education Africa, which is the school that we are building in Bugesera, Rwanda. And you can feel free to join and support those sponsorships on your own. We would appreciate that. But Zoom has also made available free account. So if you want to try out Zoom, see what I rave about and why I'm so excited about these technologies, allowing you to work better from home, better while you're on the road, bring your teams together, check it out. Just hop over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. It's a free account, and that free account will allow you to host video collaboration with up to 50 people. So check it out, killerinnovations.com/Zoom. So Bradley, before we had to hop off to the commercial break, that's the one thing in radio, right? You know, when you hit that clock, you got to be ready to jump to that commercial. So that was, I'm out of practice. I'm going to just blame it for the fact that I haven't been in the studio for a couple of weeks, so I'm out of practice. So let's pick it up. You were talking about challenging no. The fact that we all get no as an answer. Just don't take no as the final answer and walk away, but challenge that. So let's pick up where you were, your train of thought on that.
Yeah, so it's always, trying to get to a yes. And if somebody says no, it's okay. And I obviously would push and advise to push back gently, right? Is there a different way we can approach it? How can we get the yes? And the biggest learning is simply don't go to them with a solution where they can just say, no, that's not going to work. Go to them with a problem and ask them, how can you help us, get to that solution?
Right.
And by doing that, they're invested. They want to help you, and you're going to get a lot more to yes.
And that kind of feeds into your next item, which was kind of this reduce, reuse, recycle. You don't have to bring something in new. You can leverage the assets an organization already has.
Yeah, and that one is especially important for us as a large bank or any large corporation where you may have a long development cycle. For us, we have a number of risk and compliance issues that we just have to work through that are in queue, obviously a number of maintenance items. So for us to develop anything new can be a pretty lengthy window.
Right.
So we have a number of assets that are available, and if we can take those and reuse them, figure out a different way to leverage them than perhaps what they are intended, but still work, that allows us to move much faster than trying to develop something from scratch. aircraft.
And what's the next one?
Yeah, so the next one is really around becoming a poster child. And for us, this is one that's important that, you know, the executives in any group want you to succeed. They want you to be able to move fast and to be able to tout that, yes, they're moving quickly. And so if you can start to build that confidence that you're going to be successful, then they can stand behind you and really tout you as success, help to remove challenges, and really hold you up of, yes, we too can move quickly.
I love the next one, which is this the line you use, which is recognition is not a bribe.
Yeah, I obviously in financial services have to be very careful about bribes. There's no bribing anywhere, but recognition can be, you know, close to as effective. And so what we found is just you're asking for people to do things, you know, very quickly or that are outside the normal scope of their work. And so recognition goes a long way. And this can be just that quick thank you or using an internal, you know, system that does some recognition stickers, whatever. But we also did some big awards. So we've got these quarter inch steel plate awards that are sitting out on everybody's desk that are unique in and of themselves. But we did that for every person that touched the project from even the smallest component. And now they're psyched to have been on that team and ready to help us with any of our next challenges.
It is interesting. Just a little recognition, just the thank you, can actually really elicit a pretty strong emotional attachment. It's almost disproportionate to even to the level of recognition that you give somebody. What's another one of the seven items?
Yeah, risk and compliance are your friend. And this one, you can definitely be counter to large groups where, you know, risk and compliance may have traditionally been seen as the naysayers or there to really, you know, shut things down. But it goes back to bringing them in early. And so that's one thing that we do pretty consistently is they're there day one meeting with us on ideas, as crazy as they may be, but they can help guide us and basically give us insight of if you go this direction, you're going to be in trouble. If you go this direction, you're great. Could you do something like this that meets our compliance needs, but still does that meet your needs and objectives? And so getting them in early, making them your friends really helps to address that and make sure you're going to move forward.
Yeah, well, this is one, you know, Radley's being a little kind here. We started off the conversation before we got on the show where he was pointing out that in that post where, you know, Accenture was saying, you know, innovations inside of what large organizations just doesn't work. He agreed with all of my statements except for one. And the one statement that I've been always been a proponent on, if you've been a long time listener to the show, is around stealth. Go quiet. Don't stick your head up, whatever. And Bradley was being gentle in the pre, and then he's actually dodged it here a little bit about, Phil, I agree with everything you said except the stealth. And the stealth issue is when you're in a regulated industry, you don't have the choice. And actually, it's an interesting strategy that Bradley applied, which is, you know, don't go silent and pop a surprise. Regulators don't like surprises. Trust me on that one. So you actually swing the pendulum to the absolute opposite end of the direction, which is bring them in right at the beginning and actually make them part of the process. So you're not trying to figure out the compliance issues in the last phase of deliverables. Consider that up front. So I'll call myself out on that one, Bradley, on the disagreement. And then your last one was about having fun.
Yeah, having fun is critical. And I think this is something that traditionally startup cultures get right. You've got the, you know, classic, you know, foosball tables and everything that just helps you relax, enjoy yourselves. And if you're doing work you love, you know, obviously the thing is you're not doing work. And, you know, for us, that's really what it is. So we were, you know, a jeans culture, and we were just having fun along the way, having silly names for the project, pins and buttons that everybody could share just to really have fun and enjoy what they were doing.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting. We're going to actually, what I want to do in the next segment is ask you to kind of give us a little bit of insight about inside U.S. Bank a little bit and how it's, you know, the little bit of the challenges and the successes, right? I mean, I've had interactions with U.S. Bank years ago when I was CTO. Great leadership team, great organization. So I'd love to give a little bit of insight on you being a line function and how that innovation works. So don't go anywhere. This is where you really get the insight. You're not the only ones out there trying to innovate inside your organization. And yes, you can be successful. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
service.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we hop back into this segment, I have to recognize yet another one of our sponsors. HP has recently signed on to be a sponsor for Killer Innovations. We'll start getting that more rolled out than that, but I wanted to let you know. Now, some of you may think I'm somewhat biased, given that I spent 10 years towards the end of my career there as the CTO at HP. I actually, when I was at HP, had responsibility for, the consumer electronic devices, things that you would buy at Best Buy or you would have as an enterprise, so laptops, workstations, all that kind of stuff. So this is actually the old group that I was the CTO of has signed on. And again, it's part of the support, not only for the work and what we try to share here to keep our content free and available to everybody, but also supports our charities. So we don't have that sponsorship fully up and running. There are some ads running over on the site. So if you want to go over to PhilMcKinney.com or KillInnovations.com, you can click the ads and see what they've got going on over there. But we'll be announcing more of this soon. And I just wanted to extend a deep thank you to HP for the support for both what we do here in the show, but also the charity work, and see where we go. You can always go over to killinnovations.com/HP, and we will be keeping a page there updated as we move through the sponsorship work with them. So go check it out. They're doing great stuff, great products. We've actually have all HP gear here in the studio, and works great for us. And so check it out, and let me know what you think. So let's continue our conversation with Bradley Matthews, who's been a longtime listener of the show, but who's also in the line function role at U.S. Bank, trying to innovate inside of a large organization. So. And we were laughing before the show even started about, Bradley, it's got to be an easy job, right? No hassles, no issues, no roadblocks, nothing, right? even as the CTO, you think I'd have it easy in an organization. And believe me, corporate antibodies exist in no matter what size of the organization. So talk with us a little bit about, your experience, because you were actually... You brought up a point. You were at American Express when American Express asked me to do a little phone-in session with American Express. Yep. So you've heard me. So we've actually engaged twice, once when you were at American Express and now at U.S. Bank. But talk a little bit about your experiences, what you've learned at being a function role in trying to be successful inside large organizations.
Yeah, I think that probably the biggest lesson is just to listen. And for me, it's about listening to customers. So at American Express, I spent a lot of time out in the field talking to customers, understanding their challenges, their pain points, whether it's directly with something we had or just more generically. I also spent a lot of time in the operations centers, just listening, doing side-by-side, listening to the calls, complaints, challenges. So all of those were inputs for me.
Long-time listeners of the show know I've always been big on standing in retail and watching customers buy HP product when I was CTO at HP. Is there one of those experiences that just kind of stands out where you heard something in a side-by-side or in an interaction with a client that was just like, wow, we'd never have known this had I not been here?
Yeah, the biggest one was just in watching the different people in the ops center help customer, when they would go into our tool, they could see information, but they couldn't actually help them. And they were asking the customer for their username and password to be able to get into the part of the tool that they needed to help. And it, they were doing it consistently. And so we were able to do some pretty quick development and make it so that any of the operators could go and become an admin on that client site, do the work they needed, and really help them out. So it was pretty quick, but it was such a painful process for every customer that was calling in.
Yeah, yes. So good. So, you know, one of you were talking about, you know, spending more time, you know, actually being with the customers, listening being a key a key element for success.
Yeah, and so as we, you know, talk to customers, we at US Bank are fortunate to have a more formalized program beyond those informal areas through advisory panels. So we have a group of customers come in and talk about their challenges, needs, and help us to bounce ideas off of them. And that was one of the first times that I went to those, heard some consistent challenges around accounting platform. And at the end of the meeting, when we had our internal wrap-up of different things we heard and opportunities, I brought that up and said, hey, you know, I've heard this, accounting problems, and, you know, what might we be able to do to help that? And the reaction from some of the corporate antibodies was simply, we're never going to do that. That's a big problem. That's too big for us to solve. But that was actually the driver that allowed us to launch that product in 6 months. It was actually 9 months after that meeting that we launched an accounting solution that integrated the banking and accounting systems together to really help customers see items and insight that they would never have seen previously.
Wow. So okay, so in this case, though, you got the antibody pushback. How did you get around the antibody pushback?
We actually, between you and I and our listeners, just went through a different group. So it was one that
you just did the dodge and avoid tactic then.
Yeah, as I mentioned, don't accept no, and you can certainly work around. But in this case, we had an opportunity to focus in on a different set of customers that was outside the area of concern of this particular antibody and get it out there. And the solution really is better suited for this market. So it was not that we had to go through them or should have. It just was an idea that came up there, but we were able to focus in on a different segment of clients and get it out into the wild.
So in the process, though, now, okay, you've listened to the customer. In this case, you listened to them on the council. You came up with this idea. You kind of got around the antibody by getting, by working with a group that was more closely aligned as far as achieving the success. What other challenges did you run into in getting this thing, this project done in such a short period of time?
One was funding. And I think you've talked about that a little bit of, you know, try to have a whole separate process to get funding. And as you've talked about, going through a normal CapEx type process can take months, years to get that through. We are very fortunate to have partnered with our innovation group and an outside sponsor to actually get it funded and out the door. So we were able to do it with getting really zero internal dollars and really leveraging those with others and just getting them on board to help us go.
And that's an interesting point. I mean, one of the biggest roles that the innovation team at HP did was not so much the projects. Projects are always important. But the fact is we had unallocated dollars. We had dollars sitting in our budget trying to find projects. And it didn't matter where in HP that project was. So the joke was I was Santa Claus. I was under the table kind of funneling projects that their managers didn't even know was being funded type of thing. But to have enough availability of unallocated dollars in an organization becomes incredibly helpful on these things.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you've got to wait till the next budget cycle, which could be a year away, depending on when the idea comes up. To when you have to, if you have to go through a traditional budget approval exercise. So you said you went outside, though.
We did, yeah. So we have some really good partners. Just being in the bank and the payments world, and as we have partners that rely on us heavily to make money from us succeeding, they were able to partner with us and say, "Yep, if we can grow your share and grow our business together, then we're here to help you."
Wow, that's interesting because most large enterprises, the concept of even thinking about an outside funding for what would be viewed as an internal program, That's definitely not that's not seen a lot. I haven't seen it very often. You know, usually you're running around doing the passing the hat thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to ask for money. Anybody will tell you that. I'm there to take any penny you have free.
No pride of begging, right? It's wherever. And that's the thing with being an innovator, right, is, you know, it's not about just that you own the idea, but if you don't figure out a way to get that translated through, then it doesn't become real, right?
Yeah.
So that's great. So what here's what I want to do. We got to take another quick commercial break here, but when we come back, what I'd like for you to do, Bradley, is to kind of give the listeners two pieces of advice. You're living it every day as an innovator in a line function in a large organization and being successful at it. What would be the two pieces of advice that you would give our listeners based on your experience, what you've gone through, and the success you've had? So are you ready for that? We'll come back from the commercial break. Bradley's going to share his two pieces of advice. You are not going to want to miss this. I haven't heard them, so I'm going to hear them too when we come back. So stay right there. We're going to take this quick commercial break. And when we come back, Bradley's going to give us his piece of advice. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're going to pick up our topic here with Bradley Matthews, which is around talking around innovating inside of large organizations. And so Bradley's been sharing with us through this entire show kind of his lessons learned as being a line function within the large organization. In this case, he's been both at American Express and he's currently at U.S. Bank. And what he's been able to do to be successful, even though he's not part of the innovation team, but still be successful in driving innovations within large organizations. As we left at the last segment, I had asked Bradley to share two pieces of advice to the listeners here on everything that he's learned. If he was advising somebody that was, you know, wanting to be that innovator inside of a large organization, and Bradley, what would be those two pieces of advice you would give somebody?
Yeah, I think it's really important to first always be learning, and second, always have a partner in crime.
So in this case, always be learning. You're pretty prolific as far as listening to podcasts and reading. You know, so where do you source some of that information that you get? You know, to stay up on kind of the latest thinking, you whether it's innovation or something else.
Yeah, for me, it's one, I'm trying to always learn, whether it's innovation, technology, or just updates in my field and payments and banking. So I balance those. But I do a lot of podcasts, do a lot of books, do a lot of online reading, just, you know, LinkedIn posts. But probably the tool that I've been using the most recently is Flipboard. And it's one where I can put in just a variety of topics that I enjoy, whether it's, again, technology, banking, but just articles on wine or food or different things, and all those come in as a stream, and you know, it just provides a little variety. And sometimes I get ideas from, you know, non-related topics, and that just helps me keep that balance and keep looking forward.
And I think Flipboard is one of those tools that I think is underutilized, right? I've been on Flipboard for I don't know how many years. And I just looked, I don't know, there's like, I've got like thousands of followers, so I didn't even know I had that many followers who follow the board, because, and I'll just flip things into things just to keep for myself, right, that, you know, I use as kind of an inspiration piece. And I get a lot, there's a lot of really good innovation boards on Flipboard. So if you're not on Flipboard, I definitely encourage you to do that. Plus, you can pick subjects, and you do get kind of this random inspiration thing. I'm kind of I was originally an architecture major, I'm a visual kind of a guy. So I like pictures, graphics, infographics. I really get into those kinds of things. The second piece of advice you give is have a partner in crime. Who's your partner in crime?
Yeah, so currently is a gentleman on my team, Tori Towson, and he and I really started at the bank together, and it's one where we have similar approaches to things, but a lot of times different ideas. And I think that is the perfect partner, is someone who understands where you're going, how you might get there, but might question the specifics of it. And then it's a healthy debate, which really adds significant value to you when you're at the end of the game.
And I think this is another important point. You know, if you are by yourself and you're trying to be that innovator in a large organization, you will become extremely frustrated. You need somebody else that's kind of, you know, one can be there to support you, and you can support them with their ideas as you work through the process. But having somebody that you can bounce ideas off when you run into the corporate antibody, you can do a little double validation. Is the idea still good? Are we off base? Are we heading in the wrong direction? I get a lot of emails from people that are just kind of lone wolves, you know, inside of an organization. And I've been fortunate that I've never had that. I've always had small teams or individuals or mentors or somebody that can provide a little bit of that support structure around it. And so I think that is great advice. That is great advice. So any other advice that you would give? You know, you've given your two, and I think those two, you just crushed it with those two.
I can throw in a third, and that's simply to listen. And that's one thing that I find, whether it's with my team or others, right, if you are going and talking, you're not listening, you're not learning, you're not hearing other ideas. So I try to spend as much time as I can listening, asking questions that might take them in one direction or another. But that would be really the third to round it off, is if you've got that partner in crime, you have the right ideas and right insights, listening is going to win the day.
Yeah, I think listening is one of those skills, because a lot of innovators get so excited about their ideas, they're busy pushing it out versus really being quiet, listen to that feedback, listening to what the ultimate group or organization that gets the benefit. Bradley, I want to thank you for your time today, for coming onto the show.
Thank you.
Great insights and a clear proof point that, yes, large organizations can innovate and have an impact and be successful. If people want to follow what you're doing, what's the best way for them to find what you're working on?
The best is really on LinkedIn, just Bradley O. Matthews on LinkedIn.
Great. We'll have that link up on the show notes so that you can follow Bradley and what he's doing, and see how he does it over at U.S. Bank. But here's the proof point on the fact that you too can be that innovator within your organization. And don't let it get to the point where you just throw that towel in. You can be an innovator within your organization, no matter what that size is. So, and that's really the role of this show, is for us to help you. And we've been doing this for 13 years, so there's lots of content back in the archive over at killerinnovations.com. You can also, I publish a weekly article on innovation, creativity, leadership over on my blog, which is at philmckinney.com. So you can check out those two sources to keep up to date, at least on what we're working on, what I'm working on, what I think is important, and tools and methods. All of our content is available for free. So you can hop over and take advantage of that. Also, if I could ask one favor, could you hop over to iTunes and just give us a quick rating on the show? It is important. It helps people become more broadly available of the show, and that helps us. And it also helps reward our sponsors, who provide the means for us to keep the content for free, but that money they pay us actually goes through and supports our charities, both hackingautism.org and pioneer.education for Pioneer Education Africa, the school that we are building in Africa. So go check those out. And again, I do greatly appreciate you listeners taking your time out to listen to the show. Love to hear your feedback. Drop me an email, phil@killinnovations.com. And with that, we're going to wrap up this week's show. We will be back here live next Sunday, so join us on Facebook. And give us your thoughts, give us your feedback, ask your questions. We answer them live during the show. So with that, have a great week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.